Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time for Sporting Bet.
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're tuning in for the first time, my name is Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing,
man? I'm great, and you, man?
Ah, great, man. So, like we always say, interesting stuff has been happening this week. Obviously, interesting stuff has been happening every week. First of all, the international friendlies are happening. And there's some teams that played yesterday, Saturday, and last week. So we are going to read the results and the fixtures of the matches that are coming up. Secondly, Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA 2020. Congratulations to them. Yeah. And the MVP was LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron James. So congratulations to LeBron James. He is clarified as the GOAT.
I've always seen him as I don't watch him a lot, but
He's clarified as the GOAT of basketball. Like, he's the greatest of all time. If you don't know what that means, he's the greatest of all time in the NBA, because he's the first player who won the NBA championships in three teams. He won for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Los Angeles Lakers, and the Miami Heat. So we'll discuss more about LeBron James and Lakers. So when we come back, we're going to discuss about the friendlies and the fixtures results. And we're going to chat more about LeBron James and the Los Angeles
Lakers. And I think we got to talk about Bafana Bafana's loss, guys. It's part of our international... international friendlies, eh?
Before we get into the break, right, do you think Bafana has upgraded, though? Like, the way you've seen...
This is the thing about Bafana. We have the players.
Yes.
Trust me, we have. But I don't think... I don't think those guys... So, like we said, players come from different team, different gameplay. But I think in Bafana, those guys, they don't know each other, basically, honestly speaking, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Their passes, there's no teamwork that you can see. I think they need to spend more time, you know what I'm saying, in Bafana.
Yes.
So that the players can adjust to each other, know that he plays it. Because I think, honestly speaking, in my opinion, I think Bafana gyms the week before the game. I don't know. Honestly, the results, they always produce...
They're always producing slack. Is that what you say?
It's my country, by the way, guys. South Africa. You expect country, this kind of results from Bafana.
But anyway, we'll discuss more about that, the Bafana strategy as to how is it going. Because obviously, since last year, the African world... the African Cup of Nations, they did very well, and I don't know what happened from there. But we'll discuss more right after this. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Yeah. Hey,
wake up. It's a very busy year. Can you hear them? Listen. Can you hear them?
Welcome back to the Sporting Base. Radio has never been better. Of course. So what we're going to discuss first is the upcoming friendlies that are coming. First one at 12 a.m., which already passed, is Iran versus Tajikistan. Syria versus Kuwait. Ghana is playing, guys. That's my favorite African team, by the way. Ghana is versus Guinea. Togo versus Sudan, United Arab Emirates versus Uzbekistan, Ghana versus Qatar, and Madagascar versus Burkina Faso. So that's the teams that are playing today. So please look out for those teams, especially Ghana. Yo, Ghana is very, very good. And you're saying something about Bafana. Yeah. Look, last year, Bafana has been improving in the African Cup of Nations. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened to Bafana. And you mentioned something about...
Well, that was it last year, since 2010, or was it 2010?
It was since 2010 up to like last year. Then they improved.
Well, last year, I'm sure they didn't get...
They didn't get the cup, but they improved.
Well, they didn't even make the semifinals. Okay, let's not say the semi. Did they make the quarterfinal?
They made a quarterfinal, at least. Okay. They made the quarterfinal, but not the semifinals. But look, they improved last year. Then they went down the drain again. Guys, what's happening is... let's just say it was Corona. You may disagree with me.
Well, they're doing what overseas
people are doing.
People are doing, basically, if I can put it like. Because I don't know if you know. Remember this thing where we were discussing of Mourinho, Jose Mourinho. Everyone blaming Jose Mourinho.
Yes.
To say he's the bad. Look now what he's doing in Tottenham, guys. So and now they're quiet. They're not even praising him, you know.
Yeah, they're quiet now because they know they've been.
Guess who's being blamed now in Bafana? And they have been performing like this, guys. Please, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but who is it to blame, though?
They're blaming the new coach, Molefi Ntseki. Apparently, Molefi Ntseki gets a roasting from the fans. So, I'm sorry.
So, the South African Mourinho episode
I do not agree, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's the players?
It is the players. They don't know each other. That's a fact.
Oh, so is that the problem?
That's a known fact. I will check. When did they... Because, you know, for like your matches, you prepare early. Now, I don't know if South Africa does that. I'm not saying they don't. But, it's not... It's not a lot of times where I have subscribed, by the way, to the South African Football Channel.
Yes.
And normally you don't see like activities, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
There's not much happening, in my opinion, from what I've seen. So, let me not be over exaggerating. It's probably not a week. Maybe let's say 2 weeks.
Okay, let's just give them credit. They did some increasing, but they were not like this for very long though, because. But what the problem I have with
Bafana? What you mean?
What I mean is that you know Bafana has been improving just for a year, and that's the problem. Why can't they just increase every year? Because we know Bafana has been losing. Like remember the FIFA World Cup? The only goal we remember is from Simpiwe Tshabalala.
You know,
you remember that corner goal?
It's fine. In fact, that's the only.
That's the only goal.
Yeah, it's.
We're not criticizing, crazy. But. We just stating facts here.
What would you say? Let's be honest now. Yeah. Let's judge. Just there's a lot of stuff we could look at.
Yeah.
We could look at cricket. You know what I'm saying? We could compare with other countries.
Yeah.
And but let's look at soccer. Bafana. Okay, our national teams. Bafana and the Springboks.
Okay.
Who would you say, and please think carefully.
Okay.
Look at your stats. Who would you say has embarrassed the country throughout this year so far?
Okay, look. The stats did say, I gotta be honest, it's Bafana. I'm sorry. It's Bafana.
And they've been doing it repeatedly.
and they're blaming the coach.
Guys, the reason I'm speaking like this is because Bafana has good players. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They have Pirates players from Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs. Yes. Like I said, they don't know each other.
They don't know each other.
They haven't adapted. Like, they don't have that thing of when we switch to the national team, this is the type of soccer we're playing. No.
I think
they I don't know, man. They practice,
but they don't know their
positions.
I get what you're saying. They have good, very, very good players. I gotta give credit to that. No problem at all. I think it's just a matter of they don't know each other as players. You know, they're I think in the national team for Spain, everyone knows everyone.
You know, like there's a gameplay for there's the national team.
And yes, the Xavi, the Sergio Ramos, they know each other, man. Literally, they know each other in the Spain team. But and I think as Bafana needs to be like that. Like Springboks, they know each other. They know. I think
they're more into their own teams than the national team.
They're more into their
own. Because if they, for me, I don't know if they make the national team bigger. I mean, they'd get noticed and their teams will, you know what I'm saying?
And I mean, you know, they didn't improve in this. They didn't improve in the FIFA World Cup last year. I don't know if you noticed, they made a few changes. They started bringing younger players, a bit of older players and more younger players.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying.
Well, I think also it was because we know Pito Mosimane, which was the coach of Sundowns,
yes,
who coached the national team, also obviously has left to coach overseas. And by the way, for those who didn't know, Sundowns fan, the new coach is Steve Compella, so he's coaching Sundowns. But I think also with Molefi, I don't know, I might be wrong. Molefi and Nseki, the new coach,
yes,
he probably it's been studying Bafana, looking at, you know what I'm saying, he probably knows way better.
If
the players produce poor results, I mean, we can't blame the coach.
You're speaking about Pito Mosimane, and I have the results here. It says Pito Jigos Mosimane is a South African football manager and a former professional player who is a current manager for Eli Egypt Premier League. So he went to Egypt to become a coach there. So
if he loses his first, let's say 2-3 matches, he could get away with it, you know. But if he loses more than that, I think he's going to find himself in a place where Molefi is now.
You think so?
Where they might say, well, he's a good coach, but not for our team. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but Pito Mosimane, he's good. Like, he's a very good coach. Like,
yeah, it happens. You get those teams where, I don't know if it's, sometimes they blame the coach, which, it could happen that his gameplay. But surely Pito, he has experience. He's number one. He's, if I'm not mistaken, he's number one ranked in South Africa's best coaches. Yes. Yeah, so he will have to adjust to that team. You know, I mean, he doesn't know them. If in my opinion, if he loses like 5-6 matches in a row, they might start considering. You know what I'm saying? To say, we don't know.
I mean, but he's good. He even bring Barcelona to play in South Africa. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
Who like? Name any South African coach. Any South African coach has ever did that. Bring a football, international football team here in South Africa to come and play. Only Pito did that. That's why he's clarified as one of the best coaches ever. But he went to Egypt to coach the other coach. But like you
guys,
said...
Guys, I would also like to know what you think. You know what I'm saying? With this Molefi. I mean, it's not fair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's new. He's adjusting. And his first loss... The fans are blaming him.
What
about the players? Because the coach is just saying, well, it's crazy. They might be blaming his gameplay.
Come on,
give the guy a break. I mean, he's new.
You should give the guy
a break. Look at these guys. They've been bad for a long time. With a good coach. Could have been saying the same stuff with Pito. Bafana was losing with Pito Mosimane.
Yeah.
Well, they were... improving, getting there, but they were still losing. Why weren't they saying the same thing about it? I mean, the last match with Lesotho, they lost. And Pito was there. Pito Mosimane. So it's guys, can you give the coach a break?
Look, give a coach a break. That's right. Give a coach a break and let him upgrade. Like, don't give him the Mourinho criticism right now. So, so what we're going to discuss, I was watching the NBA yesterday, and Los Angeles Lakers actually won the NBA championships yesterday. So congratulations to them. So I'm not sure that obviously everyone knows LeBron James. Everyone's gotta know LeBron James. Now LeBron James is one of the best basketball players in the NBA right now, because that guy, he's surpassed he's a post Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And did you know Kobe Bryant used to play for Los Angeles Lakers? Same team. And he's playing with the same number. What's it? Who's this? LeBron James is playing the same number as Kobe Bryant, which is number 23. So congratulations to LeBron James. And Los Angeles Lakers are the championships. And did you know that LeBron James is the first person who won the champions, the NBA, with three different teams? Just like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Seriously?
Cristiano Ronaldo won with two teams. He won three. You get what I'm saying? So LeBron James is actually he's the greatest of all time in the NBA. That's what the stats say. He is the greatest of all time, and he's still going. He's the same age with Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't know if you know, 34, 33 there.
Oh.
Same age, and he's still doing very, very well. Still doing very, very well. And
well, congrats to LeBron James. Congratulations.
Now a big congrats to LeBron, man. I must say. And Los Angeles was playing Miami Heat, and another thing that people don't know is that LeBron James used to play for Miami Heat, and yesterday they were playing the finals against Miami Heat, which was his first, no, not first, oh. I think his second team that he won the championship with. I think it was 2010, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. So LeBron James, he won against that team, then he went to Lakers. Then I think he might retire in Lakers this year. I'm not sure if he's gonna play next season, but Lakers is good. It has very, very good players. And in the last game, they won 106-93. So they're playing against Miami Heat. So Lakers are the champions for this season. Next season, I think it will continue in next year, January, but hopefully they'll get the fans back.
Yeah.
Speaking about fans back, many people have been asking, are the fans going back to the soccer stadiums, the NBA stadiums? That's what people are asking now. Because,
well, it looks like they are, because, yeah, we've been seeing quite people are increasing in stadiums, you know.
Mm.
Like, also, if you go look at the Bafana match,
yes,
you do see people on there. You're like, there's quite a few people on
there.
Fans,
there is
know?
A few people.
So,
there.
I think soon, you know, maybe next year, early.
Early next year, we might see something. Yes,
we might not.
So, we may see something. And, obviously, with the greatest of all time, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, he used to play for the Los Angeles Lakers, and he was the greatest of all time. He was just like, he was LeBron James. He was the LeBron James, basically. LeBron James is Kobe. Kobe Bryant was LeBron James, basically. But Michael Jordan used to play for Chicago Bulls, yes, and he was like the greatest of all time. Then did you know he's the richest NBA player? His net worth is $11 billion. $11 billion.
I mean, he owns a brand, you know.
He owns Jordan.
Possible.
He's in partnership with Nike, and he owns Jordans, and Jordans are selling fast. Like, and basketball players used to wear it. Now other people are wearing it now. So he did quite well for himself.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? He did quite well, and. And Kobe Bryant, I don't know if you know that he was sponsored by Nike. He used to get like $200 million through Nike. LeBron James is getting $300 million
through Nike.
That's just awesome. Through Nike. And LeBron James, I'm not sure if you know that he has his own school. He built his own school back in Cleveland. He built his own school. He built it.
That's awesome.
He built his own school, and it's for guys that don't have education, or if you want to get education, you can go to his school, and he hires so many teachers.
I'm sure it's only for those who really can afford it.
Yes, it's for people that really can't afford education. He built a school back in, and he's the principal there. I don't know if you know. He's the actual principal there. He doesn't, whenever he's not busy, he literally goes there, he becomes the principal of the school there. So that's what he does. So that's what many people don't know. He gave back to a lot of charity in Cavaliers. He's also, he's married with three kids. His oldest is 13 years old. But you know what, people in America, they don't look they don't look 13. They look like 18, bro. Literally, like, I saw his older son. He's playing for a college team. I don't know what's it called, but he's playing for a college team that maybe he, when he's 18, when he retires, he might take LeBron James's place.
Oh, that's cool.
Yo, they might take LeBron James's place because LeBron James, I think he's going to play for the next two seasons. He's gonna retire. He's gonna focus more on giving back to charity, focusing on schools and building more endorsements and all. And today, man, I was looking through like who are the richest sportsmen. So UFC fighter Conor McGregor, richest boxer Mayweather.
Well, I don't know if we still should consider Conor McGregor as a UFC fighter, or should we say Khabib?
No,
Khabib's.
So look, he's a former UFC fighter, and he's gonna fight for a charity against the.
Well, I thought he quit.
He didn't quit.
Guys, I think we're sorry to keep talking about a person that's confused. I feel like McGregor is really confused. You know,
Conor, I agree with you.
Last time we checked, and we told the fans that
he's retired.
Yeah,
he even announced it. But he's going to make a charity fight against Dustin Poirier.
I think it happens when they hit you so hard that you want to retire. I think that's what happened.
Did you know that most of his money comes from the Mayweather fight? That's why he's the number one UFC fighter. That's why most of his fights comes from. That's why he is fighting more with his fight against Pacquiao. He wants to fight Manny Pacquiao. And to be honest, in my opinion, stupid mistake. I'm just saying, I'll just be blunt. Stupid, stupid mistake. Why? Because Pacquiao's a boxer.
Yeah.
He boxed with Mayweather.
Yes.
Even though he lost, but he had more experience. He's the only one who almost knocked out Mayweather.
Yep.
What do you think he's going to do to McGregor?
People believe that he won that night, you know. I mean, there's people who believe that Mayweather, but mostly, which I'm the one of the people that believe. Sorry to say this, guys, I'm a Mayweather fan. But that day, yeah. I think Manny Pacquiao took it. You know what I'm saying? Because of the way he destroyed.
He destroyed.
You know, it's, yeah, they still chose. But
the reason why people saying, like, this is what one of the guys says, like, people are saying that he won, Mayweather now, he won because he was fighting in his hometown, Los Angeles. Not Los Angeles, Las Vegas, sorry. Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, he was fighting there, and that's why they made him win, because it was in his hometown, and he doesn't want to disappoint the people that are fighting in his hometown. And it's crazy, literally. And speaking about boxing, right, Fury and Anthony Joshua next year, they might fight in the UK. In the same country. They might fight in the UK, if not Los Angeles.
Fury was supposed to fight now against Dante, you know.
Yes, they were supposed to fight in July.
I think Dante is like messing him around, because if you're following Tyson Fury, you'll see that on his Twitter, he also mentions the fact that he doesn't know where he stands with the fight, because the guy is not...
He's not serious about the fight.
So, it's obvious he's scared. He doesn't want the third hit.
Wait, I want you to say that again. He's scared.
Dante Wilder is scared of it.
He's scared of the gypsy
deployment, you know. I thought he was preparing for the fight, you know what I'm saying?
But Wing Mao, he was not prepared.
Yeah. The Gypsy King says he doesn't have time for this, you know. He's the champion. He should be choosing, but he feels like he's running after the fight. So he said he canceled it. So it wasn't a discussion. He doesn't want the fight anymore.
But Tyson Fury's main focus is Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua, yeah. Because he says he punts harder than Anthony Joshua. So he says that's one of the things Anthony needs to look out for. He punts harder than Anthony Joshua.
That's good. But obviously, that's it. That's it for today. We'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice that your word unfading. I feel every instantaneously. I find myself in the presence of the God.
album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
So anyway, that's it for today. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Okay, let's not forget to TikTok and on YouTube as well. We are also on WhatsApp as well. Please check us out and comment and tell us what we should talk about, and tell us what is making you comfortable and what is making you uncomfortable. But unfortunately, we gotta go. But the good news is we're gonna come next week, same time, same place. But for myself and Kabi, we gotta say peace out and God bless. This is Active FM, the sporting base where radio has never been better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.